Hey son, Svejsan, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. This week, we're heading north of the border. A global Canadian bank is an outstanding employer, but how do they do it? Let's start the show and find out. Estela Vasquez Perez, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Jordan?
Very good, thank you. Now, tell our listeners who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Estela Vasquez Perez, and I'm Director of Employment Brand. This is our center of expertise at Royal Bank of Canada. And in short, I partnered with the business to solve talent problems related to attraction and retention, specifically using marketing information technology and change management. And that's a kind of a broad way to put it.
Yeah. And what attracted you to RBC?
Well, you know, my personal intention is actually change brands to create positive futures. And when I immigrated to Canada, I always thought, well, wouldn't it be great to get into the financial industry and make change with things, because they are the ones who have the biggest impact, you know, in the economy and the way the country moves. And so that's how I got into financial services. But then Royal Bank of Canada is the number one brand, most valuable brand in Canada. So what is best then to manage a global employment brand of the most valuable brand in the country? So that's a very attractive proposition for me and the impact that this company has.
Well, so it's Canada's most well-known brand.
Yeah, it's most valuable brand.
Valuable.
By Brand Finance Institute.
Wow. Okay. So for I actually know RBC. I know you have operations here in London. I have a friend who used to work there for the corporate bank. But can you tell our listeners who don't know RBC and what it's like and what the culture is on the inside?
Sure. So we're 80,000 employees in 32 countries, and we have 16 million clients roughly around the world. Wow. And several businesses, so everything is spread out, you know, wealth management, capital markets, insurance, obviously the big personal and commercial banking business here in Canada. We also have other brands in the States, so very spread out. And these businesses really bring a good opportunity. The culture is that you can actually build a career throughout them. So you get into one business, you can jump into one or another, and it's like having several companies within one umbrella, which is opportunity for everybody. Regarding our culture, I think it's a very optimistic culture, and it's very collaborative. This is high performance in all aspects. Everybody kind of spins the wheels on each other. Mm-hmm. But it's optimist about the future, and we really believe we can lead the way. So I guess that makes a good way of looking at things. So we look for people with the drive to help shape the financial services, and that's another, you know, way of being here. I have to say, fantastic collaboration, a lot of collaboration, and it's very distinctive from other cultures I've seen.
Great. And do you think being Canadian and having the name Canada in the name, do you think that helps in terms of soft power?
I do. You know, the values are pretty strong. And I guess when you say our brand is RBC, so we go under that umbrella, but obviously our legal name is Royal Bank of Canada. And, you know, that carries a little bit of an expectation when you say that. So if it's a Canadian bank, you expect certain things, you know, certain behaviors, where our country is speaking inclusion. And obviously that is expected in companies that carry the name. So, yeah, I think it is a bit of a soft, positive expectation that we are very happy to fulfill.
Yes, it's that halo effect from Justin Trudeau. Perfect.
Exactly.
Right. And so,
cool.
So in this fantastic company, what could possibly be your talent challenges?
Well, I actually, when I took the job, I was thinking, well, you know, I'm seeing these stats and the grass is green. So what are we going to fix? And so sustaining high performance, sustaining engaging people is actually, you know, it's a challenge. You can't sleep and hope that everything continues. So personally, day to day, I need to work differentiating the organization. That's a hard thing to do because obviously, you know, we have very strong banks in Canada. So differentiating, we need to have a good way of communicating, an inspiring vision of the future, and also compelling career propositions. So that was the challenge for me. And with that said, that being said, the job gets very interesting when you can bring this to life through, you know, people's beliefs, reflecting personality, presenting the employee value proposition. And specifically, our talent challenges, I say, like many, attracting and retaining tech talent. That will be number one. Then two will be including youth in the conversation of co-creating the future. And the last one, if you split from youth or tech talent, just in general, we need to hire the right attitudes. This is, I'm trying to move beyond, you know, beyond what skill set you need to work in a company. Everybody's getting ready for that, developing the skills. But finding the right attitude is tough. It's hard to select. So those are my three focus areas for now, key talent challenges that just don't go away. And I think they're going to be stronger. And this is not just for the future of this company, but this is for the future of Canada and in general, the world, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And your work with Employment Brand, how does that address these challenges?
Well, so multiple ways. So I'll mention three. So one is I'm working right now on Employment Brand content strategy, and this is to show cool things happening at RBC. So people imagine it has these ideas of what a bank is like, but when we show them that we have all these amazing, we have a very good connection connecting personal aspirations to our purpose, to our collective ambition, and then how we're transforming culture, how we're driving the future of banking, the new, you know, the greatest technologies that sometimes get invented right here, and you know, we're helping people in other parts of the world to make to keep things safe for our clients. And sometimes just storytelling about it is not good enough. You have to show people how that happens. Sometimes how a young person, an intern, came and was part of this, you know, great technology that we have patented. So we're working on that. That's one part of doing it. Another part is a good, strong employee brand platform. So we design employee experiences to connect hearts and minds. So people deepen their understanding of why we're here, why we exist, why we're in this company. And that's a good selection tool and at the same time attraction tool. But then we need to connect them to what's in it for them and have good, exceptional experiences that give them a good life and they can continue to be with us. And the third point will be amplify the strategy and action in a digital way. And this is really enabling, in my role, I enable marketing, communications, change management, human resources to bring these conversations to life in the digital platforms that are available. You can say maybe your career site, maybe your Instagram account, maybe our Twitter account. So we have experts managing those channels, and I bring that integration to have a story that makes sense and that it's the same across those channels.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about this this platform that you mentioned. How so you're working on a very strategic level. So how can you give us some sample of what's inside this platform, like this brand platform, and how you would then work with other parties to produce these bits?
Sure. So in order to have to make sense, if you think of these strong strategies across the organization in five business lines and across the world, how do we bring them together? So we needed a strong employment brand platform, which includes our value proposition and a creative expression. So this is particularly difficult in a large matrix organization.
Yeah.
And we're going through the constant transformation. So I'm actually very proud of the focus giving here. We give a focus on humanity. So our main line, our main core message is we believe in people and the power of their dreams. It begins with yours. And our line is build new futures for you, for our clients and your communities. So that's our proposal. Just join us to build that new future. That is going to be obviously better for us, but start with you. And then we have key pillars to demonstrate how we make that happen. And this is especially important because it moves your teams from thinking only marketing and communications, and it starts moving teams into saying, am I delivering the experience that is going to help me retain this talent? And that connects to maybe what recruitment said, I'm promising to deliver this when you join us. So that is a whole cycle, you know, go through the entire talent management cycle versus only the recruitment cycle. And this platform is very sharp in saying, what is the kind of talent that we need for the future? What's the kind of talent that is going to take this organization into the future? So the platform is going to bring out very pointed personas that we are going to target, and you can opt in to be one of them or opt in to develop and to be one of them. Personas such as a partner, a leader, a maker, an optimist, and we have clear descriptions of them. So I guess this is very important to the operations of the organization before you go out and storytell. And then we needed to know, how well are we doing with these stories, and how well are we doing with this value proposition, and how people are taking it, and is it credible or not? So aligned to that, we develop an employment brand index to tell us our health in our relationship, strength of the relationship with the talent market. So this informs how much you need to invest either in awareness, in building familiarity, or maybe on fixing the experience, or even helping people endorse the organization. So it's a good compass to tell us where we should put our dollars to make the best changes.
And out of interest, this index, how do you compile this index? And is it, do you use things like Glassdoor or Talent Brand Index from LinkedIn, et cetera?
Yeah, we use several benchmarks. So because we need to use internal benchmarks, so we have our employee opinion survey, obviously, and we have all the segmented benchmarks, but we also use the ones externally. So we have, because it's global, so we have Randstad, Universum, LinkedIn, Glassdoor, CEB, Towers Watson. We have a number of, I guess I just made a big commercial here for everybody, which is fine because they're really good partners. I mean, they're really good partners. And and when you put all those benchmarks together, they might make sense within the conversation that each one manages. But when you bring it together and you create this powerful index that compares to what's happening internally, and then you actually have a story. What happened with this person? Do they know about us? You can start from the awareness perspective. How familiar are they with us? Much like the brand index that exists in the consumer side, but we don't stop at purchasing or applying for a job. That is actually just the beginning. We continue the index all the way through the employee experience, through everything that they encounter here, and then all the way to endorsement. So it's a little of a long, it's a longer index. But it tells you the whole relationship with the talent that we are trying to attract and retain.
Interesting. And from my experience, most companies that I've dealt with, they will use one or two of these providers. So it sounds like you're working with a lot of them. Do they, in your experience, do they give you a similar view of how you're performing, your employer brand is performing, or do they give you widely different answers?
Well, they make sense, I would say. When you put them together, they all make sense from where they are presenting it. So they have similar attributes that they evaluate, and I can normalize or put those attributes together for what, when they are talking about flexibility, for instance, and they all mean the same. And that's very easy to correlate, to bring it across. But when they have different things is when they add the value, right? When some of them are experts at what the students want. Others are experts at how HR should manage the experience. Others are experts at what people are talking about you in the market. So they have very similar variables to measure, but they measure them in a different way because they have a different intention. So I find very valuable.
Interesting. Okay. Great. All right. And what have been some of the hard lessons that you could share with our listeners?
I mentioned a couple of things. So when I took on this role, I had to bring people, everyone on board and rally them behind this employment brand platform, employment value proposition, but it had not been approved yet. So I had to go into some change management without having the final product. And I was able to get everybody ready and eager to be part of the proposal. They understood the value of it. And it was a tough exercise. But then I couldn't release the platform because we were working on our collective ambition in parallel. So it just makes sense to wait for it and create momentum. But my lesson there was fantastic because I had to develop a lot of skill in change management, leadership communication, and a lot of mood management. People wanted the employment brand ready, and I just couldn't give it to them. So it was a hard lesson, but I guess it helped me grow. Mm-hmm. And the second part of this is you can't do much if you're sitting in one single department. So I report to the human resources team, which is a pretty strong and very innovative team. But I guess the trick here was, or the lesson is, I learned to move things when I learned to partner with our chief HR officer, our chief brand officer, our chief marketing officer at every business line. So the success of a great employment brand depends on strong partnerships out and beyond HR, because we all make this brand and we all have this know-how that we can just collaborate and learn from each other and accelerate each other's agenda with this. And so, as I say, this organization is great at collaborating. So once I understood how, it got us great results.
And also, I guess you can pool some of the costs, hopefully.
Some of the what?
Some of the costs, so the expenses.
Oh, of course, yeah. And, you know, like our chief marketing officers, they're fantastic. They have the know-how, they have great budgets, and simply, you know, our content strategy is going to go out and they extend their hand and the costs went down, know-how was transfer, accelerating the agenda, and we're going to be out with our digital content strategy faster than we thought.
Great. Excellent. And in terms of return on investment, have you got any results that you can share with us?
Yeah, well, we have a good position. So I'll tell you a little bit here in Canada and something outside. So we're best workplaces in Canada for 9 years in a row. And we also, there is a competition on top 100 employers. And I'm very happy that we sustain a top 100 employer for young people, diversity, greenest employer. Glassdoor, we have that award too. And we have a top ranked CEO. He's very liked, very much, you know, approved. And that had made a big change in target markets where we had a tough time. We're linking most in-demand employers in their index here in Canada and 14th top employer brand by Randstad too. So we have gotten great results. But when you really want to see what is my talent, what is the talent I want, this year we increased 25 points in our ideal employer ranking with students in technology. And, you know, that's one of our big challenges. So advancing 25 points in 1 year, it's just, you know, so many people being part of this success, which is tough to say 25 points for, you know, financial services in top tech talent.
Yeah, that's tricky for sure. And, okay, so that's great work there. And if we look beyond you guys, what other companies would you say are doing it right, and especially in Canada, perhaps?
You know, I wanted to mention one more thing before jumping into that one. We have 100% index, 100% in LGBT plus index in the USA. And that tells you about that inclusion that carries and the commitment that we have to the values of the country too, that had given us great awareness in the USA market. I like companies that show what they're doing. I think if you marry the cool products that you're making with actually taking care of people and talent, I like what IBM is doing. You know, they come and show you the products. They have a whole show and tell what we're doing. But at the same time, you can see the caliber of people delivering. They have a very integrated platform. They have consistent look and feel, and they are also showcasing cool products that you can go behind it. We are very interested in new technologies, you know, like autonomous, artificial intelligence, data scientists, electric, all that. And who's doing a good thing, in my own view, is all these teams in Formula One, Formula E. I don't know if they realize, but by driving progress for humankind, they're making such a big difference, and they're attracting talent to themselves. And whether or not they have an employee brand strategy, I think they're doing the right thing with their products and their purpose. Now we just have to learn to balance, you know, taking care of talent. So anyways, I admire those two industries and company.
Yeah, yeah, great. Yeah, I know McLaren here in the UK, they work hard on the talent attraction, and so do Ferrari. Because even though if you are a top racing team, you still have to fight for the best engineers and mechanics.
Exactly. And it's a huge display of talent when you see them racing. Is, you know, the data scientists, the artificial intelligence, the electric, it's everything at play. So what else can help you better than to showcase what talent can do?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, and if we look into the crystal ball, what would you say is the next big thing for an employment brand?
Well, I guess people already understood the employment brand is important, but you have to make it real. I think still human resources need to step up the sponsorship of employment brand, you know, increasing budgets and those partnerships. But and I heard a lot of your podcasts, people are still kind of justifying why they're there. So that's one thing. Human resources really needs to step it up. I mean, the brand teams already understood that employees are their best advocates to bring the products out, but human resources needs to grab that and grab that handle. And the other part is employer branding is not for recruitment only. Employer branding is for culture transformation. And I've been driving this probably already for the past 10 years. And we really need to move into that wagon. We can't stay behind hiding in the recruitment teams. If you want to be an employer brand strategist, you really need to go out and advocate for people in the entire experience that they have with the organization, not just storytelling about it, but clearly establishing and helping drive that transformation.
Great. Final question. Where can people learn more and connect with yourself, Estella?
Oh, I'll say, well, LinkedIn is a pretty good thing for what learn more. Probably publish my stuff there. And Twitter is good too. That's good for a quick hi and, you know, share things. But something more established, you can also do LinkedIn.
Great. Many thanks for your time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right, I hope that was really useful. Everything Estella and I discussed will, of course, be in the show notes article, which you'll be able to find on both Undercover Recruiter and, of course, at employerbrandingpodcast.com. Now, in other news, this is the final week for our review contribution competition, if you want to call it that. If you would be so kind to write an honest review of this podcast in either the podcast app or on iTunes on iOS, you'll automatically be in the draw for a bottle of champagne sent straight to your desk. And this applies to whether you're based in Canada, Mongolia, or Liechtenstein. That's right, we ship globally. So many thanks in advance for helping us out and leaving a review. Now, if you'd like to learn more about LinkHumans and what we do, or if you have any questions around employer brand, feel free to email me at jorgen@linkhumans.com or find me on social media. And that is it for this week. Many thanks for tuning in and catch you next time. Hej då!
I truly believe that brands build futures. So people, we can't hide from that. We're here to do a good job. And if you manage a brand, you can build fantastic futures. So that's my motto forever. And I would love to be seen as a person that advocates for youth and make things happen for the next generation.